Until what time would you say?
12 o'clock.
All right, and what would you say, what's the part of the day afternoon, after 12 o'clock?
Afternoon.
How late does that go?
I would say 6 o'clock.
And what's after 6 o'clock?
Evening.
And how late does evening go?
Well, until good dark, I would say there's just a short thing, and I would say evening.
All right, and then dark.
Night. As far as I know, they were just, you know, I wouldn't know if they...
I mean, like Harrison
County?
Oh,
yeah, they were probably from, both were from Harrison County, I think.
All right, what about your father's parents?
Yeah,
Harrison County.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did your grandfather do? Do you know?
Let's see.
Your mother's father?
Well, I really don't know. He had cows and horses and... I think he had a ranch, just a small ranch, you know, not a large ranch. He had sheep and cattle, and he just really made his living out of that. You know? Mm-hmm. He had plenty of money, so I guess he had a big ranch, you know.
He was the wealthy.
Yeah.
Now, what about your father's father? Do you know what he did?
I don't know what my granddaddy did. I really don't.
Do you know anything about your grandparents' education?
No.
I really don't know. Do you know what they had, a high school or an elementary? I would think maybe elementary, but not high school. That's fine. I just want to know, you know, need to know this. Do you belong to any organizations?
No.
Your church?
I belong to WSCS, the Woman Society of Christian Service. That's in our church, yeah. That's part of the church. Yeah.
Did you ever work outside?
Yes, I did. I worked... in a tongue nut field. We had huge tongue nuts.
Oh, yes.
And I was the checker. I had a real good job, and I just enjoyed. You see, they would pick up these bushels of tongue nuts, and every time one of the pickers got a bushel, well, they called out their number, and I put it down. I guess I worked that for about 8 years.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
After you were married?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. That's when Earlene was in school.
Is that right?
So that's about all I ever did.
And I know you work at the polls now.
I've done that years and years.
And I know you had kept some children.
Yeah, I babysat from one of the teachers at the school.
I wish you were in my area. I'm sure you do.
Oh, I love this little boy I kept, bless his heart. And she isn't going to be back up there next year. And so,
She thinks she needs
to be home with him. But I'm going to miss him so much.
Well,
yeah, that's right. She does need to be home with him. He's just a doll. 2 years old, will be the 10th of July.
I see. What was your husband's religion?
He was Methodist. Well, he was born, he was christened Catholic. Uh-huh. But then he joined the Methodist Church.
I noticed your daughter, and I was curious about this, that said yesterday, we were just in conversation, she referred to her father's wake.
Well, that is when he passed away, and we had the wake the night before he was buried. So.
Well, I was curious about that because I thought that was a Catholic term.
No, it's anyone that, it could be any denomination that had the wake.
They call it sitting up. The night before.
They used to call it sitting up with the dead, but now they call it a wake. They have it from, his was from 6 to 10. They usually set the hours. You know, the family has the first hour, and then they have, then friends come at 6 to 10.
So I was curious about that because I had been in depression. And in some parts of the country, it's used only by Catholics to refer to their particular service. Mm-hmm. So I wondered if perhaps that was.
No.
Do you know whether any of your family, I'm curious because you used the term mosquito bomb, and I'm wondering if.
Well, I really don't remember, you know. I just say hawk. It's just my way of saying it.
Well, about, you know,
most everybody says hawk.
You know, well, no, mosquito hawk. The way you said it. Oh.
Yeah.
And I hear most of people say snake doctors. Have you ever heard it?
No.
People in this area
say snake.
Say
no.
Mosquito hawk. I mean, everybody you know says
mosquito hawk. Uh huh.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, that's what it's about.